Prince Edward Lennox and Addington Social Services will see a large funding increase for early learning and childcare. This is thanks to an update to the Canada-wide early learning and childcare system. Funding for fee reduction and workforce compensation in 2022 was just over $4 million, with another $136,000 in administration funding. This year, Prince Edward Lennox and Addington Social Services will receive over $264,000 of extra funding for fee reduction and workforce compensation, plus an extra $3,800 for administration funding. There is additional funding for startup grants at just over $201,000. Director of Social Services at Lennox and Addington County, Lynn Chenier, noted this type of increase for workforce funding is important during a shortage of workers in the field.
We've received an increase in the fee reduction and workforce compensation-based funding, which is really good news because the workforce funding is, the workforce is suffering a huge shortage. So there's, as an example, you might have a center that's licensed for 100 spaces, but they're only operating 35. Because that's all the staff that they can get is to operate the 35. So any increases to workforce funding is definitely welcome so that we can then hopefully centers will be able to attract more ECE staff in order to open up some of those licensed spaces, because CWELC is definitely putting pressure on the system in that now more people can afford to go out and get childcare at the lower rates. So it's really putting a lot of pressure on the system.
Chenier went on to note a number of factors that impacted the numbers in the workforce.
I believe there are registered early childhood educators out there who are not working in the field. So there's lots of reasons why they're not working in the field. Part of it is they can make more money. A big component is that they can make more money in other areas and other industries. Part of it was COVID. They closed centers, then they reopened into emergency childcare, then they closed reopened centers and then closed them again. So there was a lot of unsure attitudes within the system. Another compounding factor is school boards are drawing early childhood educators into their system and they pay significantly more money. So again, we're back to the money factor in that the ECEs aren't compensated as well as they probably should be. And we're really hoping that the province is able to come out with additional ideas on the workforce issue.
PELUS is now awaiting updated guidelines on startup grants, access, and inclusion to help further develop their growth strategy. In preparation for developing the strategy, PELUS staff have been meeting with planning departments in each of the lower-tier municipalities, as well as Prince Edward County, to discuss potential childcare expansion options. Meetings with each school board are also taking place. More information regarding the growth strategy will be shared by PELUS as it is developed. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.